Buenos días, goedemorgen, good morning. And to my Polish friends, good morning. What was that? Dzień dobry. Dzień dobry, that's it. Dzień dobry to my Polish friends. Thank you all so much for gathering to this final moment, this last instant of the weekend of perfect peace, where we recognize in this moment, in this gathering, that we are whole and perfect as we were created by God, that our nightmare of an excursion in space and time has now ended, and that we are ready to return to the state of grace in which we are created, to return home to the kingdom. So let's start by today's lesson, which couldn't be a more perfect expression of this last instant of what we are here to experience and what we are experiencing in this moment, if it is our desire to do so. Because all is given, God is not lost. We thought we were, and now we are found. My heart is beating in the peace of God. Surrounding me is all the life that God created in His love. It calls to me in every heartbeat and in every breath, in every action and in every thought. Peace fills my heart and floods my body with the purpose of forgiveness. Now my mind is healed. Now my mind is healed. And all I need to save the world is given me. Each heartbeat brings me peace. Each breath infuses me with strength. I am a messenger of God, directed by His voice, sustained by Him in love, and held forever quiet and at peace within His loving arms. Each heartbeat calls His name, and everyone is answered by His voice, assuring me I am at home in Him. Let me attend your answer, not my own, Father. Father, my heart is beating in the peace the heart of love created. It is there, and only there, that I can be at home. My heart is beating in the peace of God. And that's now, that's right now, and that's true. Regardless of what you thought a second ago or an instant ago, you can let that be true for you now. And that's an easy thing to do. It's a very simple thing to do because it doesn't really require a redefinition. It doesn't require any kind of conceptual understanding. It doesn't require anything. If your heart in this moment is beating in the peace of God, it doesn't even matter whether you think you're a body or whether you don't think you're a body. None of that matters. What if your heart beats right now is an expression and an experience of the peace of God? My heart is beating in the peace of God. That's a completely different focus. That's a whole different experience. That is an experience in which every idea of difference or anything just completely disappears. Because your heart is beating in the peace of God. That's you, in God, right here and right now, forever. There is nothing that can intrude on that. Because everything, it doesn't matter what it is or what you think it is, every single thing becomes a part of that rhythm, a part of that beating, a part of the peace of God. In this moment in which your heart is beating in the peace of God, everything is allowed to join in. Everything becomes literally that single pulsation of the peace of God, right here and right now. There's nothing that you need to know. And when you really think about the last 10 days, which seems like a million years, it was just one never-ending moment. But it's never-ending moment. It's a never-ending moment. It's this moment. But in the last 10 days, you have heard every single verbal expression or definition of forgiveness and peace. You have heard every music of forgiveness. You have heard every single thing that you ever thought about anything concerning your sojourn in space and time. And it all culminates in this one moment of your heart beating in the peace of God. Amazing. Amazing. There's nothing you need to do. There's nothing that you need to say. Nothing that you need to know. Nothing that you need to understand. Just the pulse of creation itself. You're quite literally in the heart of your Father. That's an amazing thing, but it's a real thing. And so really it just becomes a matter of how real do you want it to be for you? It's as real as you will have it be, because it's all there is. Words fail entirely. I remember somebody made a comment one time and said, well, you talk about all these things, but when it comes to having the experience, you walk out the door and you go someplace else. I don't understand what that means. Where can you be that God isn't? What can you be that God isn't? And that's a real thing. That's a real recognition. And it's only in that recognition, in that love, in that heartbeat, that we can join, or that we can remember that we are one. And that never changes. It never goes away. It's always here, right now. Always. The question is not that. The question is, where are you? But it doesn't matter where you think you are. You're home in this moment, in God, right now. And every cry that you have ever uttered, every sound that has ever risen from within you has been a cry for home, has been a rekindling of that memory of God in you, has been a parting of the veil to hearing that heartbeat, the peace of God. That's what you are, in that you are created, and that's what prevails in this moment. And so with that, I'm going to introduce our singers. Are they here? With that cry for home and our song of redemption. There was a concern that the songs that were going to be sang this morning or were going to be sung this morning, let's get the grammar right, were songs that you'd heard already, and there weren't any new songs. But it's really quite an extraordinary thing that when you go to a concert, if you go to a concert and you go to see a band that you love, you don't want them to sing new songs. You want them to sing the songs you know and love. You want them to remind you of your cry for home.
Reach to me, but there's only one. comes cannot be more. Cry for home, that's all you are. Be still and let go.
Wow, thank you so much. Wow. Sure, thank you. So there isn't really very much to say today because it's all been said. You know, the Course in Miracles, as you know, is very verbose. I mean, Jesus leaves no stone unturned in expressing every single thing that can possibly be expressed about what the truth is, what my responsibility is, and what the method is by which I can remember in this moment exactly what my true nature is and be instantly at home. We're going to be watching a video recording of a discourse with the Master Teacher, where he lays it all out completely. And so what we do realize and what we have realized is that it cannot possibly lie in the words. It would be completely impossible for me to instruct you about anything. What is it I could tell you? Because what my recognition is firstly, you're not outside of me. You are an idea that I have of another. And so every single thing that I'm going to say to you is already pre-scripted. And every answer and response that you're going to make to me is already pre-scripted by me. Because you are quite literally an image projection of my own mind. There is no way within the confines of my definition of myself that I'm actually ever going to accept that. Because the only way that you can be you is that I can be me as a separate entity. And so always it's a hearkening to a completely different voice. It's a hearkening to a completely different sound, to a completely different sense, to a different knowing, if you like. And only in that can we meet. It's in a true communication that is completely transcendent of, and I know that this word transcendent fills a whole bunch of guys with fear because they think, well, it means I'm leaving something behind. No, transcendence in the true sense of it is really a complete inclusion of your mind and going beyond, in the true sense of beyond, your concepts, of really rising to what you truly are. And so it's only in that experience can I actually know you in the sense of what you truly are, which is myself. That's an experience. And you can read the Course in Miracles for 1,000 years, and there is no possibility that you will know that until within you, in this moment, there is a willingness, Jesus calls it, a willingness for something new, for something real. Because in my definition of myself, and this is basic, every single thing that has been said in these 10 days has been exactly what I'm expressing to you now. All 1,400 pages of A Course in Miracles are exactly what I'm expressing to you now. So this is quite literally, this whole thing that we've apparently been doing here, quite literally is an opening within your own mind for a new experience. Within your mind, solely, individually. You have an idea of separate people, of separate nations, of separate worlds. The necessity then becomes an international forgiveness week, a gathering of all nations, a gathering of all ideas, of all people, occurring only in your mind. So it doesn't have to do with the numbers. It literally has to do with your availing yourself completely of that idea. That's all it has to do with. And in that availability that you make within your own mind, that Jesus calls a little willingness, in that availability, do you begin to experience what? The weekend of perfect peace. You literally, in making the availability, in making the allowance, one single instant of not defending yourself, one single instant of an allowance of yourself to be a little more than you had defined yourself. In that opening, are you flooded with the peace of God? Your whole, Jesus says this repeatedly in the Course in Miracles. He says it at the very beginning. The Course does not aim at teaching you the meaning of love. The Course does not aim at teaching you the meaning of God. The Course does not aim at teaching you the meaning of yourself, because you are what everything is. You are what God is. What does the Course aim to do? It aims to remove the blocks to the awareness, to your awareness of love's presence. The presence is everything. It's this present moment. So it removes the blocks to your awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The only block that you have to the awareness of love's presence is your idea of a conceptual self-identity. That's it. Like, literally, you, as you have defined yourself, have become the defense or the block to the awareness of love's presence. You have become the defense against the truth. So in an instant of forgiveness, in International Forgiveness Week, an allowance of all nations to be part of you, an allowance of everything to be part of you, a stepping back, one moment of non-defense. Aha. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. It's a real thing. It's a real experience within your own mind. It's a real admission. And that's why the word admitted, admission, has been used so much. Because all you're really doing is making an admission. It's an allowance to enter. That's all it is. It's letting God in. And you can do it very, very simply with your neighbor. It is simply, in this moment, letting me in. For me, in this moment, it's really letting you in as a holy part of my holy mind. End of story. In that, all definitions end. In that, truly, is peace. And of that, we cannot speak. That's the truth of what we are. And in this experience, in this moment, we recognize that we really were just dreaming. We really were just hallucinating. The idea of you as a separate entity was a crazy mad idea that I had. And in this moment, I recognize that it has no substance. There's no substance to it. You've learned this in physics, you've learned it in chemistry, you've learned it in biology. You've learned it in every single arena of human endeavor. You've learned it conceptually, that there's no such thing as matter. You've learned that, but what has been lacking has been your own individual admission of what you learned. This is why it's never really about the instruction, it's about making the admission. And that's where the forgiveness is. What if that were true? Jesus says this at the end of the Easter chapter. He says, what if you really knew that this world is a hallucination? What if you really understood that you made it up? What if you knew that all the figures that come and go are wholly unreal? What if you knew that? That's an invitation to the entertainment within your own mind of that possibility. Because it's in the entertaining of the idea that you singularly begin to experience the reality of it. But you have to open to the idea. That's why we say that the taste of the pudding is in the eating. Mixed metaphors. But it's a really true thing. I can tell you about sweet all I want. I can describe it to you all I want. But until you actually taste it with your own tongue, you will have no idea what I'm talking about. But it's already in your tongue. You already have the sense to taste sweet. And it's only in you that it can happen. It can't happen anyplace else. It doesn't happen in the description. It happens in the experience. How do you have the experience? You become willing to entertain the truth. It's as simple as that. God is. My heart is beating in the peace of God. My heart, your heart, is beating right now in the peace of God. There's no problem that you could possibly have. You heard it read this week, where Jesus says, I don't care what you think. I only care that you think. Because what can think can literally be shown how to think. You've been thinking in a contracted, limited way. You've called that thinking. You reach a conclusion about yourself as separate and you hang on to that. And the mind quite literally is closed. Nothing is happening. Jesus says the mind is blank when it's doing that. It's held tightly in a vice of defense. And so Jesus says, just let me in for 1 second. So it's not what you think. You think all manner of crazy things, but that's not what thinking is. So it's not what you think, it's how you think. It's a real experience that we call forgiveness. You can call it giving. God only gives. It's an allowance. It's completely the opposite. It's a reversal in its entirety, upside down and inside out. It's a total reversal. Where you think in separation, closing yourself off, now what you're experiencing in the peace of God is allowing everything in. But are you really letting it in? It's already all there. Everything is already everything, always in all ways. You're now not fighting against it and trying to retain an identity and separation. Not rocket science. It's called love. That's why the highest law is the law of love. It's what you are. That's why you must love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy might, with all thy mind, with all thy strength, because he is everything and so are you and your neighbor as yourself. Who is your neighbor? Everyone. And everything. Amazing. As a real experience. And that's what you've come here for. That's what you've walked into this moment for. It is impossible that you not have that. It's quite literally impossible. Your heart in this moment, in this instant, is beating in the peace of God. Hallelujah. Amazing. Only gratitude and joy can rise from you. It's a real thing. So we're going to go back to the back of the program, because these were the three quotes that we were given by the master teacher the weekend of perfect peace. This holy instant is salvation come. Now is the time of prophecy fulfilled and the end of time assured. What joy there is today. It's a time of special celebration, for today holds out the instant to the darkened world where its release is set. The day has come when sorrows pass away and pain is gone. The glory of salvation dawns today upon a world set free. This is the time of hope for countless millions. They will be united now as you forgive them all. For I will be forgiven by you today. We have forgiven one another now. And so we come at last to you again, Father. Father, your Son, who never left, returns to heaven and his home. How glad are we to have our sanity restored to us and to remember that we all are one. Then we go to Isaiah, because don't forget, this is the fulfillment of the prophecy. And it is amazing that Isaiah, I mean, obviously, you know, Isaiah is one of the prophets, and he always prophesied the coming of the Christ. And, you know, this is a great thing about the Old Testament prophets. It was always something that was going to happen in the future, that the Messiah was coming, that the Messiah was coming. And in the coming of Jesus, in the awakening of you, what Jesus recognized is exactly what you recognized. Oh, I am that. And this is why, and I think it was in Mark 4, where Jesus stands up in the synagogue and he reads from Isaiah and he reads the prophecy that, oh, the Messiah is coming. And he says to them, this prophecy is fulfilled in you today. What was the response of the crowd? They murmured. They said, hey, who? You? Isn't that Mary's son? Isn't his dad the carpenter from down the road? Doesn't he have brothers and sisters? And now he's telling us that he's the savior of the world? Get him! And they literally wanted to take him off and push him off a cliff. I'm spitting all over the place. That was a long time ago. That was you a long time ago, because you really thought it was somebody else. He's now going to have authority over you and tell you what to do. And now we recognize, oh no, that's me. Now is the time of prophecy fulfilled. now we cannot fail. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching for his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now is the time of prophecy fulfilled. It's fulfilled in you today. And so now we take it post-resurrection. We take it to the apostle of the Gentiles. Apostle to the Gentiles. We take it to Paul, who had exactly the same experience that you had. Had exactly the same experience. There's no difference whatsoever. There you were in your retention. I'm a human being. I can make it work. And boom, out of the blue, holy shit, what was that? And for a moment, it's the scariest, the most painful thing you could possibly imagine. You go completely blind. The light literally is completely blinding. The whole corpus that you have is completely unable to function. And that's the experience of Paul on the road to Damascus. He had just come from stoning St. Peter to death. He was upholding the law. He was on his way to go kill some more Christians. He was on his way to go justify himself as a good human being. And the still small voice, that memory of the light that cannot be obliterated, rises within him. Paul, what the heck are you doing? What are you doing? Killing yourself, attacking yourself. What are you doing? Encased in that carcass, what the hell are you doing? Why are you persecuting me? Why are you killing yourself? Why are you denying the source of your love? Why? For what? What are you asserting? What are you going to prove? What are you doing here? What are you doing in the dark? Do you not know that it's given you in this moment to let all that go and ascend to the throne of your Father? This is St. Paul on the road to Damascus, guys. And from that moment, everything he needed was given him. I don't know if you remember the instruction, but they said, you know, go into that village, there'll be a guy, he'll take care of you, he'll... It's all there, it's all given. And this is his declaration. As we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You are not a body. You are free. Your definition of yourself can never be true. Be glad. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, now, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? And that's you, and that's now. It is impossible to reach the kingdom in unforgiveness, in a definition of yourself as a body, as a separate entity. Why? You're not separate. You're not a body. You are created in the pure light of love, and it is with you right now. Your heart is beating in the peace of God. You're alive. You are risen. You have emerged from the sleep of corruption to the light of incorruption. I love you with all my heart. I'm so grateful to be here right now in this moment with you in love. So we're going to have our singers again. You guys ready? Yay! And they're going to remind us of where our nurturing, of where our food really lies. The Lord is my shepherd. And we're going to let it be so. And be in the kingdom. In whatever order you want. I love you.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God, I love you guys. Thank you so much. The song Cry for Home was written by Eric. The Lord is My Shepherd was written by King David. and set to music by Cameron. Redemption song was Bob Marley and Let It Be the Beatles. So, I love you so much. Thank you, guys. That was just exquisitely amazing. And so, like I said, you know, there isn't really very much to say. We're going to have a wonderful video. And I'm sure that before that, Peter will make some announcements. Is this right, Peter?
Yes.
Yeah. And the announcements will really be about just a continuation, if you like, of this moment that you've come into, of this new light, that you carry it with you, that you wear it. It's a completely personal undertaking, if I may use that word, where you really begin to see that this is occurring in you personally and only in you. And you really do begin to nurture that light and hearken to that beat. And, you know, it will seem like a discipline if you have other things that you would rather do. But at some point, it is true. Otherwise, it's the most glorious thing that could possibly happen. And it's all you want to do. It's really the only thing there is, and it occupies you so completely. And it may seem for a moment that you are still a body walking around in the world, but you know within your heart that that's not true. This is so exquisitely expressed in lesson 155, I will step back and let him lead the way. Because those who know you, they'll recognize you. Because that light really does communicate and is the only thing that communicates. But your discarded images also will think that you are like them. But you know the truth. And so you welcome everything in because you really know that it's occurring only within you. Will there be moments where you undergo a dark night of the soul? Absolutely. Because your journey into separation literally is predicated on a terror of your Creator, a fear of the light, a mistaken belief that you were thrown out of paradise. Jesus says you fell asleep, but there's no evidence in your literature of you waking up. Until when? Until now. Until He rose. And that's not in time. That's always right now, until this recognition of the light. And so there's become a willingness. You still tread with a little bit of trepidation, with a little bit of fear, because, you know, you're not totally trusting that you won't be completely swatted and just like, and flattened. And in a particular sense, you will be completely flattened, but in a nice way. It'll hurt like hell, but it's for your own good. Okay. No, really, it's just it's a completely different thing. And the only pain that you experience is the pain of your own resistance. And it's really good to know that. It's really good to know that the conflict you experience is the conflict of your own resistance. The pain you experience is the pain of your own resistance. A very good friend of mine called Thaddeus Golas, who wrote a book, he wrote an 80-page book, which is all that he ever needed to do. It's called The Lazy Man's Guide to Enlightenment. And he says that, you know, you think, you really do believe that fear is a signal for you to contract and to defend yourself even more. But fear is really an indication that you are too freaking contracted and you need to expand. Fear, pain, quite literally, is your experience of yourself in contraction. That's what pain is. That's what sickness is. That's what death is. It's your determination to be a body, to be as you are not. And so, I mean, you will find that you become less and less tolerant of any kind of discomfort, any kind of discomfort. And any discomfort would be finding yourself in, surrounded by space and time. What the hell is going on? I mean, that's all that discomfort really is. And so you experience yourself as a separate entity. Boom, what is it? It's a reminder that you are not at home. You do not belong in a state of separation. That's not your home. Jesus says you're at home dreaming of exile, but perfectly capable of awakening to the truth of you. And that's what you've come here to do. And so it's incumbent upon you to literally receive the gift of creation, to receive the gift of God, to receive the gift of the truth of you, to let those blocks to the awareness of love's presence literally dissolve in your knowledge of the Father, in your complete dependence on your Creator. Only that can go by the name of joy. There isn't anything else that'll make you happy. I guarantee it. Because God is what happiness is. God's will for you is perfect happiness because it's what you are. So we beat this drum over and over again. But that is the music of the spheres. Your joy is the music of the spheres. My heart is beating in the peace of God. So Peter is going to remind you of a couple of things that we have to do in this new light that's come in. And I got an email yesterday from Tony Ponticello of the Community Miracles Center, CMC, in San Francisco. Tony Ponticello, Reverend Tony, is absolutely bound and determined that the Course in Miracles should be in the mainstream. He is tired of course groups meeting in basements and having to explain it. He wants it out there. He wants a Course in Miracles in every bookstore. He wants Course in Miracles conferences to happen in the best hotel. I say hallelujah, Tony. So we want to support Tony. We want to support Tony. We want every single man, woman, and child to hold their own copy of A Course in Miracles. Yes, we do. And Tony is going to bring his show to Chicago. And Tony wrote to me and said, "You're just down the road. Why don't we have 100 people coming at your recommendation?" Tony is absolutely right. So I'm telling everyone, support the Course in Miracles conference in Chicago. Get on Tony's website. Tell him you heard it from Juby and Claire at the Miracles Healing Center. No, truly, at the Course in Miracles International, and that you want to be part of that. And he says if you don't do it now, he'll raise the price and, it'll get more expensive. And so you go there, you register. Don't buy the Louis Vuitton and the Manolo Blahnik and the Christian Louboutin. Go pay some money and go to the Course in Miracles conference. It's called a gift of lilies. Go receive his gift of lilies. Huh? I think it's in February, but he wants you to register now. What? Oh, well, there you go. Whenever it is, you're supposed to register now. You're supposed to get on his website, register. He'll ask you where you heard it. You heard it from A Course in Miracles International. He said, how dare you live down the road in Wisconsin, 3 hours from Chicago, and nobody has heard this from you. And he's absolutely right. We're A Course in Miracles International. We want to support Tony. Put it in the mainstream. So I'll be seeing you all in Chicago. So that's basically it. I'm going to turn it over to Reverend Peter, director of the Miracles Healing Center. I love you forever. You're going to tell us what we have to do. And then we have the video. It's the last video in the Demonstrating Together a New Continuum of Time series. And it's called Remembering the Here and Now. We meet again at last where it all began and ended. The circle closes, quite literally. We come together in this recognition that we were dreaming, that none of what we thought about ourselves was true, and that we are now going home in complete forgiveness, in complete love. So the master teacher on the video is quite literally speaking your mind. So there's no need for you to have separate thoughts about what he is saying. Literally let him speak for you, because he is speaking your mind. That is you in recognition of yourself. And my goodness gracious me, do not deny yourself the experience of true communion, the experience of really your heart beating in the peace of God. And so just give everything to that video, because it is you. Lose yourself in it completely and you will find yourself at home. I love you with all my heart. It's been the greatest privilege to spend this time with you. Thank you, each and every one, for showing up in this moment, in this perfect memory of home. I love you, and I'll see you in a flash. Thank you so much.